The Inner Cry, Part 47. Our Beloved Supreme, our Lord Absolute, our Highest Self, by whatever words, names, qualities or attributes we imagine, conceive of or relate to God, whatever we believe, feel, know, or know that we do not know about God, whether we pray to, concentrate, meditate, or contemplate on God, there is one need, one constant, one truth, one necessity to answer our questions, fulfill our need, reveal and lead us to our goal, our inner cry. At the same time, if we can imagine that God has any need, and if we can imagine that God's need is our love, devotion, surrender, service, and conscious oneness with God and God's will, again, there is one need, one constant, one truth, one necessity, our inner cry. For my sake, for God's sake, for the sake of our mutual love and ever-blossoming oneness, my inner cry is everything. Sri Chinmoy expresses this beautiful, profound, uplifting, liberating, exhilarating truth through numerous poems and songs that place my inner cry at the epicenter of my love for God, God's love for me, my communion with God, and our mutual journey towards our ultimate fulfillment. And here are a few poems. My heart's inner cries are my very best presents to my Lord Supreme. Sri Chinmoy. The same sublime perfection truth is told and retold. God treasures my sleepless inner cry, his ecstasy gold. Sri Chinmoy. My inner cries and God's outer smiles mix together and fulfill one another. Sri Chinmoy. If you can feel that your heart's inner cry is the only thing you have, then God will grant you the thing he treasures most in his own life, sweetest oneness satisfaction. Sri Chinmoy. God wants me. I mean, my life. God needs me, I mean, my heart. God loves me, I mean, my inner cry. Sri Chinmoy.